This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Our guy Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports Network. Wizards got a dub last night over Utah. Down the stretch, I liked what I saw from Alex Saar, Chase.
Yeah, that was his best game, definitely in weeks, if not months. I mean, of course, he missed some time due to injuries. But what I really liked is he just was not taking like anything from anyone around the rim. He threw down like a big dunk early in the first half in transition that might have been his strongest dunk of the season. And he just carried that on throughout the night. And he had one of his best moves, I thought, of the year with about a minute and a half left in that game. It was a crucial bucket for the Wizards as they were trying to secure the victory. And it was just impressive because, you know, he's obviously flashed a lot this year, but he's got to get better at scoring around the rim. And you hear from veteran players all the time about him that once he learns how to use his size and once he learns how much bigger and more athletic he is than the average player that's guarding him, that's when he's really going to take off. And I feel like that's something we saw a flash of last night.
The only guy that scored more than his 21 last night was Keshawn George, who was also really impressive from that rookie class. 35 minutes, he went 23-7. What'd you think of him?
Yeah, one of his best games of the year for sure. Had 10 points by halftime, made a couple of threes, ended up having a really good game, not only scoring, but passing the ball as well, I thought. Grabs 7 rebounds, I believe. You know, he's been impressive this year, but you kind of have to pay close attention because the numbers haven't been very good, especially shooting the ball. And it's been interesting to watch because he's been a really good shooter at every level up until this point, including in the summer league and also throughout the preseason. So I thought that he would get out to a hot start this season, and he shot, you know, kind of the low 30% from the field, which is of course not great, but you kind of felt like the shooting was going to catch up to the defense and the passing that we've seen all year. So I think he's like primed to finish the season really strong, shooting from the outside. And you're seeing a guy who I think is gaining confidence by the game the more those three-point shots are falling.
Chase, little bummed we haven't seen more of A.J. Johnson. I get it when it's super crowded back there with a couple of veterans and Jordan Poole and the like, but kind of pretty clear road for him to have gotten a couple minutes, and we haven't really seen it here recently. What's going on there?
I think that could change by the end of the season. I think you'll see a greater opportunity for some of the other younger guys that haven't gotten a lot of minutes recently. But I also think when the Wizards traded for him, they liked him in the pre-draft process. But in trading for him, they kind of saw this season as a redshirt year of sorts. They feel like, you know, if he had come into the draft this upcoming summer, maybe he'd be picked higher than he was drafted last year, which I think was 23rd or 25th. I think, you know, maybe he's not super NBA ready. And I think what probably happened is in the draft last year, you know, it was a real guessing game. It was, considered by most to be a below average draft. And I think he's very, very athletic at the guard position. Hadn't really shown much production at previous levels. You know, he's playing in Australia last year, didn't play very many games, didn't play very many minutes. So it's really about his long-term athletic upside. So I think the Wizards got him into their program. They're kind of learning more about his game because he hasn't played very much again. So I think they're kind of doing some baseline testing right now, seeing what he could do in the G League. And then I would guess over the last 10 to 15 games of the season, we'll see him more at the NBA level.
Chase Hughes of Monumental Sports and a part of the radio party as well. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
All right. Be good, Chase. By the way, the Wizards, 12-49. So they're two games up on Charlotte for the worst record in the NBA right now. But Charlotte's hard charging. They've lost eight in a row. And really, you just want to be in the bottom three. The bottom three all have the equal, same, best percentage chance to win the lottery. So even if you're 20 games better, if you're in the bottom three, you're equal to the worst team. And right now, that's Utah, who gained a game on them last night, 15-47. So as long as they don't catch New Orleans, five wins better than the Wizards right now, they will at least have the best chance to win the lottery at 1-1.
That's what I care about.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.